Gracious God, take our minds and think through them. Take our hands and work through them. Take our hearts and set them on fire. Amen. Please be seated. Last Sunday, the 12 days of Christmas wrapped up. Monday was the Epiphany, the day we celebrate the arrival of the Magi to Bethlehem, laden with their gifts of gold and frankincense and myrrh, and with it, the story that we traveled toward all through Advent, and then celebrated with joy and carols and candlelight at Christmas, was over. The decorations are now down. The winter solstice is past, and so the light's starting to grow each day. And now we hunker for winter, today's weather notwithstanding, and we look forward to real spring. But Epiphany and the season that follows it is much more than just a capstone to Christmas and a season of waiting for Lent and Easter. This season, which we begin today with our celebration and remembrance of Jesus' baptism in the River Jordan, is a multi-week time in which to reflect on the profound gifts of Christmas, that God was and is with us, and that God's presence can transform us. One theologian friend put it this way: in this season, we celebrate the fine and graceful art of getting it. Epiphanies are actually few. In our lives, we may only hear tell and never once stumble into our own. Nonetheless, we are called to be stargazers and wanderers, of seekers of wisdom and truth. This is a piece of what we are called into in baptism. But today, on this feast of the baptism of our Lord, which falls on the heels of Christmas and Epiphany, it also means this. When the song of the angels is stilled, when the star in the sky is gone, when the kings and the princes are home and the shepherds are back with their flock, the work of Christmas begins: to find the lost, to heal the broken, to feed the hungry, to release the prisoner, to rebuild the nations, to bring peace among people, to make music in the heart. This classic poem from Howard Thurman is a call into living life as followers of Christ. Not only does it hearken to Scripture and to the words of Jesus, but it is a list of how it is that we are to live the promises that we make in baptism. Can you see the resonances? Will you continue in the apostles' teaching and fellowship, in the breaking of bread and in the prayers? Will you persevere in resisting evil and whenever you fall into sin, repent and return to the Lord? Will you proclaim by word and example the good news of God in Christ? Will you seek and serve Christ in all persons, loving your neighbor as yourself? Will you strive for justice and peace among all persons and respect the dignity of every human being? Today, in just a few minutes, we will baptize Nora. Her parents and godparents will make these promises for her. And the rest of us will promise to support her in her life in Christ. But today is just as much a gift for all of us, because it is a chance for us to reaffirm for ourselves these promises that we made in baptism. It's a reminder that this is the event from which our entire identity as Christians flows. And it tells us this deep truth of who and whose we are. Episcopal laywoman and theologian Verna Dozier wrote that with his baptism, Jesus' ministry commenced. We don't have many stories in Scripture about Jesus between his birth and his baptism. And it was this event, this plunging into the waters of the River Jordan by John that marked the beginning of his public ministry. In fact, if you look at what comes directly after today's gospel reading, you will find then that Jesus goes into that story of temptation, followed by the beginning of his ministry in Galilee, the calling of the first disciples, creating community, teaching in the synagogues, healing people, and then the Sermon on the Mount, the Beatitudes. We, like Jesus, aren't meant to live settled lives. Baptism isn't something that happens once and is done. Baptism is not a way for us to rest on the promise that we are God's beloved. We are God's beloved, and we, like Jesus, are charged with making the source of that love known in the world around us. This is the work of Christmas and the work of Epiphany. It is the work of our baptismal life. How will we make this love known in the world around us? And what will be changed because of it? I pray for God's guidance for us individually and here at St. James in our community. I pray for God's blessing on Nora as she joins this family of families we call the church, that we may all radiate God's love and be stargazers and wanderers and seekers of wisdom and truth. Amen.